Restoring My Soul, Monday the 16th of June, The Numberless Multitude. The final sign of the Son of Man is the numberless multitude of sons of God who were brought to birth through the ministry of the 144,000, once the Father has taken his seat and the final seal is opened. At this time, the white horse and rider proceed forth to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom to every family in all the nations of the earth. The families of the earth are called to account in relation to the Father, who is the God of all the families. This great company of sons are keeping the true Feast of Tabernacles as a kingdom of Melchizedek priests. That is, their manifestation will be as king priests reigning on the earth. As sons of God in mortality who are ruling and reigning with Christ, they will be effective in their ministry to the world in the seven-year period of the Father's conquering rule. Prophetically witnessing this sign, the Apostle John recorded, "After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" The manifestation of the sons of God is the culminating revelation of the sign of the Son of Man. This sign was first apparent in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, "An evil and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 6 verses 1 and 2, Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 and 10, and Matthew chapter 12 verses 39 and 40. For further study, Revelation chapter 7.